We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. 5, 4, 3, 2.
All right, I have from time to time questioned the dedication and commitment that the all-world Hall of Fame quarterback for the New England Patriots has going into the 2018 season. Now that I've heard him sing Hammered at a U2 concert, I really call into question the dedication and commitment that he has to the upcoming football season.
That was just water he was drinking.
He looked hammered on his Instagram account.
Are you judging him?
Isn't that sort of against the whole TB12 method thing?
Well, it's a good sign for Patriots fan, as the old saying goes, don't quit your day job.
He's not going on tour.
No, there's no singing engagements coming down the line, drunk or sober.
I'm just embarrassed to be a fan now.
Of you too?
Of Tom Brady. Oh. Tom Brady. Forget about the flate gate. Forget about missing OTAs.
Is this worse than the dancing? Remember the dancing at Carnival where
he went down the slide?
Yeah. Is this the worst?
This is worse.
Oh, no, the dancing thing was at the, he was at a racetrack. He was on the sidelines of a.
No, it was Carnival. No, it was
down in
Brazil.
But he was
Brazil,
like on the.
He
was
and
on,
he had that,
it,
that
it
weird
the
headband
thing.
Holding the
no,
hair
yeah,
back.
Not the slide
no,
thing.
The slide was
right.
A separate.
Slide
might have been different. The same offseason, but it was a separate issue. Yeah, right. The hands were up, but both times, not a good look.
No. So
none of us can sing either, by the way.
Oh, no, I can't.
Oh, but
I can't sing.
I know you can't sing.
How do you know?
Barely speak.
Okay.
Good point by you.
All right. So
early victory.
We almost came to fisticuffs in the other room because we were talking about Brady looking hammered at you too. And Andy and I, in a moment of self-reflection, said that we're not huge U2 fans, at which point Dickerson threatened to walk out.
It's just un-American to not be a U2 fan.
I don't think. Is he American?
No.
But, living in Boston, it's close enough. I mean, Ireland, Boston, it's pretty much the
overrated.
Same thing. It's overrated. See, now, how are they overrated? And I hate getting
They're rated too highly.
I hate the whole, well, you don't like who I like? Well, you're wrong. You're a terrible person. How could you not like so-and-so? But
have you
like
followed the political discourse in this country right now? I mean, yeah, there's a certain
You two guys are worse Americans than Kevin McHale, for God's sakes, for not liking you two.
Now, they clearly put forth a great Super Bowl halftime.
Correct. That was one of the great moments ever for Super Bowl halftimes.
Part of it was their performance.
Yes.
Part of it was just the situation the country was in and everything coming off of it. But
Bono is a slight bit too preachy for me when I see him in concert. Just a wee bit. There are times I just want to say, shut the hell up.
I don't think
and
it's just
pride.
In concert either.
No,
preachy,
it's all the time.
24/7.
Yeah, so that gets a little much.
He's always saving somebody somewhere. I don't care for it.
Well, good for him. Better than me.
There are certain musical acts which are, hugely popular, gigantic acts. I've said this on a couple of occasions in the past. I don't get Bob Dylan at all.
You don't understand his words. That's the problem.
Well, it's not that. I mean, I don't understand. I think he's a horrible singer.
Yes.
Probably a really good songwriter, but a horrible singer. I just don't get the U2 infatuation.
Well, see, the problem with me, and I'm going to take a lot of heat for this. And I'm sure. I just think music's overrated. The entire.
Oh, just in general.
In general.
These people that follow bands around and I don't understand
those kind of people.
Who do you follow? Springsteen?
No.
Because everybody in the media goes to Springsteen.
One person, you'll look at me and you'll say, okay, that's fine.
You've no, I won't.
A bunch of, you'll be okay with one person.
I
the
won't.
Other person, you will. You will laugh at me.
Okay, so who's the one I supposedly think is okay?
Paul McCartney.
Yeah, no.
Paul McCartney.
Yeah, that's great. So put the CD in your car. You don't have to go to the concert.
Did you see him
on the internet today?
McCartney? New single?
He did Carpool Karaoke with James Corden.
Oh, I want to see that. No, I haven't seen it yet.
Now, brief aside here. So they're driving in Liverpool.
Right.
They're going through Liverpool. And they're driving down Penny Lane. And they're driving to the barber shop. They go to the house he grew up in. Knock on the door, and the woman nearly faints who answers the door, and he goes, is Paul McCartney here? And she lets them in, and he gets to wander around. I mean, it's really cool. I'm a big McCartney fan. Saw him in Jacksonville at halftime.
Yes, it was fantastic. You saw him too, didn't you?
I'll go with it.
Were you not coherent at the time?
Yeah, were you
I was cold.
Were you writing drunk for Patriot Football Weekly during the...
I do not remember that.
Okay.
He was
really?
Halftime. Yeah,
wasn't
he
at 0-1 too? Didn't he do something at 0-1?
No, I don't think so.
He didn't?
No.
No, he was the Jacksonville halftime.
It wasn't very memorable.
That is the only time I've ever seen
You've
Paul
never
McCartney
seen him
live.
Other than that?
No, just that one.
Plays 3 hours, Dale, doesn't stop.
Okay.
3 hours, he's 75 years old.
Now, who's the one you should be embarrassed about?
Well, I'm not embarrassed, but
you should
make fun of me. Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, I'd rather see Jimmy Buffett than Paul McCartney.
You and everybody else.
I'd rather see Buffett than McCartney. Most
Are you
definitely.
Serious?
100%. I have no interest
you
in Paul
have
McCartney.
A lot of issues.
No
lot
interest
of deep down issues.
At all. Buffett, I don't love, but... You know, there's something to be sitting on the back deck. You throw the grill on and a beer and put Buffett on the speaker.
Okay.
I'm fine with that. No,
okay.
McCartney's
only a Beatle. He's only the greatest
Who
rock
cares?
And roll band who's
I don't
ever
care.
Existed.
I just don't care.
So you're just
no
anti-anything popular?
No. I'm anti the over-analysis of music and these people that try to tell you this is cool music, but this is lame music.
Oh, I like that.
This
I
is
feel,
pop
I
music.
Agree.
This is great writing. This is story. I don't care about it. I sit down. If I like it, if
like
it sounds good, I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm the
Isn't
same
that,
way.
I have... The widest variance on my phone of just random things from show tunes to rap to whatever because I like them. Not because somebody tells me, oh, this is really good music. You should go see this. And the set list was phenomenal.
I agree. I hate saying, oh, you don't like Jimmy Buffett? What's wrong? If you don't like it, you don't like it.
There's
you know?
So much arrogance
I hate soccer,
in music
I love golf.
Fans.
Yeah, there are very...
There
but
are just
to me, the
music
Beatles,
fans are arrogant.
The Beatles... Just surpass all of that, though. The Beatles are...
So that's your level of
yeah,
arrogance.
Yeah, that's my thing.
That's where you look down upon them.
Yeah, yes. If you don't like the Beatles, you have serious
it's not that I don't like
problems.
Them. I don't care.
Okay. That's fine.
I just... all when I go, and I don't go to a lot of concerts, but
last
when I go,
one?
Luke Bryan.
See, I like him.
I like Luke
I go
Bryan.
To a concert. Well, I saw George Strait at Gillette was phenomenal.
See, all I want to be is entertained. If you entertain
George
me...
George Strait doesn't really entertain. He's the opposite. He's going to stand in the middle of the stage and sing his songs, and if you don't like it, screw you.
Well, speaking
I've
of
I've
been
doing this for 30 years.
Ed Sheeran has sold out Gillette Stadium.
Yes.
Does nothing but stand there and play his guitar and sing.
And isn't there something cool about that you're just going to let the music be the music? I don't have to,
no.
You know...
For those prices, I want a
Garth
show.
Garth
Brooks.
Yeah,
you
to
want
to
swing
around.
YouTube last out of the video and come out of the video board.
The YouTube,
that tells me they're not that talented. They can't stand alone on their music. They need to distract you.
Good point.
It's like a magician. It's like a hand shift here. Oh, don't look. We're not that good, but watch this.
I agree. There is something to be said for a guy who just stands
mouth.
There, plays the guitar,
I'm
sings,
trying to,
and
I'm,
moves
I'm
on.
Trying to follow the draft last night, and I got Twitter open, and my Twitter is just blowing up with U2 videos from folks. Okay, I see. You're all there. Tom Caron. All right, you're there. I don't know if he was drinking with Tom Brady, but he was there. Lots
Probably
of
not.
Folks
well,
were
get
there.
Ready. Get ready. Tonight will be the same thing.
You going?
They're going. No, I'm going to see them. In Connecticut next month.
Elsewhere.
Yes.
Why wouldn't you see them here when they're close?
Because I couldn't get a ticket to here, but I have a little connection to somebody down in Connecticut. So
is that the only one, or are you going to follow them to the next stop?
No. I'm not a follower of U2.
If
they're
it.
Here, I'll see them.
Seem like a little
I'm a
groupie.
Follower of two people, Buffett and McCartney.
By the way, several texters say McCartney did do a number before U2.
Thank you.
Yeah, at the
he did, live, or was it on tape?
No, he was there. I remember seeing him.
Now,
he was there.
He
Mariah Carey
that.
Was there. And U2, I believe, were the musical
Now, he did
people.
The entire halftime show for Jacksonville.
Right. That is not memorable.
Because I sat there and watched.
Was it,
it
good?
Yes, it was great.
It was I don't think it was.
It was great.
He
I
would have
like
remembered
six
if it was
songs.
Good. Katy
boom,
Perry
boom, boom.
Was good.
Did he? You know what? McCartney must have done, it was a 9/11 song that he did back in 2001. I bet that's what he did.
I want to say it was
supposedly, according to the texter, he sang Freedom.
Freedom. That's the 9/11 song
yeah.
that he did. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I told you.
I don't
See?
Remember that.
Steel trap up here.
But you don't. But you don't remember seeing McCartney in Jacksonville.
He must have sucked.
Now, Jason, it wasn't
maybe
a
I went to eat.
Was it pregame?
Pregame. Yeah, this is all before
pre-game.
The game.
Okay.
Which one?
The U2 year. The
0-1.
Yes,
that
supposedly McCartney sang pregame.
Okay,
and then U2 did halftime.
I knew he was there.
Although the greatest,
now that you say it, I should have remembered this because I'm walking the waterfront in New Orleans, and there's this yacht. Docked at the waterfront that is like the yacht of all yachts.
It says
it's got
McCartney's yacht.
No, it's got the helicopter on the back and the submarine, the little personal submarine. So I look up the yacht and it's Paul Allen's yacht, you know, the Microsoft guy, the owner of half the world. And he was letting McCartney use it as his personal hotel for the week.
That's nice. Had a submarine?
Yeah, a little two-person sub, mini sub.
You drive that yourself or does it come with a driver?
guessing if you're Paul Allen, you probably have somebody to pilot the submarine if you
need to. Plus, it's probably dangerous to just sort of wing it.
If you're Paul McCartney, do you have to pay? I mean, if you're Paul Allen, do you say to McCartney?
Oh, no. You're bragging, something
for the effort.
No, it's just, like I loaned it to, because people like you fawn all over. Oh, he's a Beatle. Oh, you gave it to McCartney.
I'll give you anything.
I'd be like, no, 10 grand an hour or whatever.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I think that if it's Paul Allen, it's, Paul, you want to stay at my thing if you want?
Right.
How do we get down this road?
Because Tom Brady was hammered at U2 last night.
Because you two hate U2. That's why.
Hates too strong a word.
Yeah, I don't hate him.
I don't think they're that good.
Okay. Ooh, I'm not going to be preaching. I want to be, but I'm not going to.
They're overrated. It's a very simple term. Overrated.
God, I didn't like you before this, and now it's just
no one does.
You know,
somewhere in a hotel room.
You were my third favorite writer at Patriot Football Weekly. You may drop to fourth.
Somewhere in the Four Seasons right now, the Edge is listening to the radio going, what?
Somebody doesn't like us in Boston?
If you have a name with "the" in front of it, you're a little pretentious, don't you think?
Yeah, a little.
Unless you're the Big Show.
Oh, the Big Show.
The wrestler or the show. Or the show.
It's not the old show. Not this slot a few years ago.
No, the wrestler. No, the wrestler.
Right. Well, when you're that big, you can be whatever you want to be.
The Edge. It's just a little much.
So you think that maybe...
The Buffett. I mean, that would be... We would mock that. The Springsteen.
Larry Mullen. So you think Larry Mullen Jr. is a little upset that he has to share the stage with somebody named The Edge?
Probably not.
He's not The Mullen.
Well, he could be if he wanted to be.
Just say it.
So the draft last night went, unfortunately, exactly as I predicted, sitting here with Keith yesterday, which was, they're not going to do anything. They're going to wait. They're going to make their pick at 27. They're going to be done for the night.
And get the biggest steal of the draft.
Well, and that's the thing the thing that I found amazing was not the local media saying that, because you'd expect, especially the NBC Sports Boston crew, oh, my God, I can't believe this guy was there.
Greg, thoughts
on
that crew?
Wanted him all along. Couldn't believe that he was there.
But it was the national people.
Danny Ainge has gone into Belichick land, where people just
everything
fawn.
He does is.
I mean,
is
if
a
you watch run. NFL Network, sometimes when they're at the draft, they will interview or they'll do a live hit from Gillette, and it's Belichick, who we like to refer to as a magician in the second round, the way he works the board, and I'm thinking. Second round, he's had a lot of really bad pit. Like, but he's just reached that level where he's just fawned over. And Danny's in that range.
Danny's on a run now, and I think that's why people are fawning all over him because of the
run.
He has
mistakes too.
Oh, he's had a bunch of them.
Where's the Greek Freak? Greek Freak doesn't play here.
J.R. Gittin, Kelly Olynyk,
right?
He's had a few of them, but he's hit the one thing that Danny has done well. He's hit pretty well on late first and second round picks. Right.
The thing that makes me a little nervous, we talked about this a bit yesterday. I hate the idea when you hear, well, we think he's unmotivated, but I'm sure when he gets with Brad Stevens, all of a sudden Brad Stevens going to fix everything.
Yeah, when he's playing alongside and practicing alongside Al Horford, all those problems will go away.
If they find him. I think they found him now, right? They finally spoke with him.
They did finally find him, yes. For a guy who has concerns and issues about his off-court appearance.
Good first step.
It's probably not a good idea to not be able
just
to be found
your
last
new employer.
Night. Right, and then be late for your conference call
the next
day. Hey,
everybody, just a quick update. We are having some issues getting hold of Robert this morning.
Well, the video from last night, he was at a Buffalo Wild Wings, and things can get a little nuts.
Especially down in Shreveport,
Buffalo Wild Wings in Shreveport. I like Buffalo Wild Wings. No,
I believe they're also a sponsor, Dale,
I am not mocking that at all. I love Buffalo Wild Wings. But I'm guessing there might not be a lot of other options in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Well, he comes from, did you guys read the Goodman? It was actually a feature written on Williams before he went back to school. And it was just about how he's from this little, the whole cliche one-stoplight town. And he never really wanted to oil springs or oil something. And didn't want to leave there. And that actually worried me. He sounds like a really, really small town homebody.
Well,
went to A&M because it was a 4-hour drive away.
Let's hear what he sounds like.
Robert, this is Jay King with The Athletic. I'm just wondering what caused you to miss the initial conference call. What caused me to miss what? I'm sorry. The initial conference call earlier this morning.
That's all that it was.
Yeah. Oh, the one earlier this morning?
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah. Actually, right after the draft, I actually ran for my own call.
Okay, I can't understand a thing he's saying anyway. What difference does it make if he shows up for the phone call?
This guy has Jawan Johnson written all over him. I will not fall into the national media or MSNBC or whatever the hell they're called, NBC Sports Boston trap. Anytime a guy is drafted in the late 20s and people say about him, great length, great athleticism. Huh. Okay, if he's got great length and great athleticism, why the hell was he drafted 27th? Because he's got issues off the court. He's got motivation problems. This guy,
there's a lot of red flags.
You take a shot. I got no problem with Danny Ainge picking
this guy. Especially when you're going at 27. It's like, who cares?
You swing for the fences at 27.
And you don't even have to hit a home run. If you hit a single, you're fine.
If you strike out, whatever.
Right, but even if he's not a home run, like you swing – and he's just kind of a run-of-the-mill journeyman center, plays defense. Like, that's all you need.
If he's Jawan Johnson,
your team
is
built. You already have a team established. Yes. You're not looking for him to carry anything. But the red flags are there. The more that come out today, already fired one agent, wasn't at the combine. Teams didn't have medicals. You have the Terry Rozier call to Danny, which is another issue we can talk about. You know, the teams didn't have medicals. There were rumors of a knee injury, overweight. Then you watch the draft last night, and I'm just a layman. Right? I get mixed messages when I listen to two analysts tell me the exact opposite things about a guy. One tells me he has motivation issues, and if you can get him to play, he's really athletic. The other tells me this is a guy who shows up every night, gives you all he has.
Andy.
It can't be both of those.
Andy, I would probably suggest you go with the guy who covered him and watched him as opposed to the former player who was relying on some PA to give him highlights and numbers and did all the Google and wrote his script for him.
Yeah,
we're talking about Chauncey Billups versus
Jay Billis. Jay Billis had him as an athlete with motivational issues, flags, issues, and Chauncey Billups had him as not only super athletic, but empties the tank every night. And that would lead to he's super athletic and empties the tank every night, and he's on the board at 27. Why? That's not right.
Well, Mark James asked Danny Ainge earlier, why did he slip to 27?
Mark James, Nesson, a coach. He was projected to be a lottery pick even before the season, throughout the season. Why do you think he fell all the way to number 27?
Yeah, it's not my job to know what the other 26 teams are thinking. They obviously all have a lot of people that work hard and try to find and target the right pick for their team. You know, we thought that, we thought that he was the right pick for us. And we felt very fortunate to be able to get him tonight. He's a very good player. There are a lot of good players out there, and I guess it's not my job to assess that.
Sorry, my mistake. Obviously not Ainge. That was Brad Stevens. Mark James still asking the question. And I can see where Brad probably wouldn't have an idea why this guy would have. He's a little busy during the season.
And he may legitimately not know. If you take them at face value.
Well, he knows. He's talked to Ainge, and he's talked to other guys in the front office.
They know some of the questions, but they don't know why other teams weighted the concern more than the pros and said, you know what, we're going to pass at this point. If you believe them, it was, 17? They started to say, this guy's still on the board. Wow, maybe
Brad
we should trade up. We'd like him. But I never know what to believe. That's the whole Belichick thing when they took Maroney and Chad Jackson, and Chad Jackson was a second-round pick. But really, we considered taking him at 21, too. He would have been our pick at 21 if we hadn't taken Maroney. I don't know if they're just covering their butts or what they're saying. We really have two first-round picks. No, you don't. You have one who's a first and one who's a second. That's the way it works. But it's all weighting the pros and the cons. And I just think initially it was home run city. Like Dale said, nationally, locally, everyone said
everybody
this.
Was saying, what? Can't believe
this guy should have gone one overall. Could have been the best big man on the board if he didn't have the motivation.
The guy, is it Schmitz? Is that Mike Schmitz? Mike
from ESPN?
ESPN. Yeah. He said it was the underrated pick of the draft.
Yeah, everybody.
The best value pick in the draft.
Well, it probably was. In a sense, it probably was.
Well, because he can't play.
Well, no, but I'm saying you pick a guy with that.
Or if you never find him.
But you pick a guy with that sort of talent and ability at 27, yeah, obviously he's going to have issues, but you're better off selecting that guy because maybe he turns into DeAndre Jordan, who fell all the way to the top of the second round, as opposed to a guy that meanders his way through 4 years of the NBA and was the 12th man on every single team.
And what's your prediction?
Jawan Johnson.
4 years from now, he will be
in Turkey.
Okay. That's not great.
Playing
that
for,
doesn't sound like the steal of the draft.
Back Ultra or whatever the name of that team
is. I'm on ESPN there. Right now, and six big winners from the NBA's draft's first round, and one of them is this Celtics pick. One of the six big winners of the round.
And I contradict myself when I say, yeah, they're probably a winner today, but you don't determine the winner of a draft the day or the day after you make a draft pick. You determine it 2, 3, 4 years from now. And right now, yeah, they swung for the fences, and maybe they're going to hit a home run.
Will he play in the G League?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he will be up in Maine.
The Maine Red Claws.
Get used to being up in Portland, Maine, son.
Okay.
It's a great city. You'll love it.
That doesn't feel like a home run.
Robert, if you're listening, well, it's got the potential to be a home run because they picked him where they picked him, and he's got the talent, but I don't see it being a home run. If you got warts and questions like that, it's probably going to linger through your NBA career.
I think he'll be here. And second round picks, who cares? No disrespect meant to second round picks.
Isaiah Thomas, Gomes, are you listening?
You get sent to the G League. First round picks, it's a little harder. Even late first round picks, it's a little.
Yeah, but it's a numbers game.
But what did I see from last
game,
year?
No deal.
13? I believe 13 guys from the first round played significant minutes in the G League at some point.
It's different now than it was a few years ago.
A third of the round, and if you're picking 27, that guy's more expected to play in the G League than the guy picked at 9 or 13.
Now, he may not be. One of the things that the Celtics do is they will bump guys back and forth. You know, they may go on a 10-day West Coast road trip. All right, you stay here. Go up in Maine. Play in 3 or 4 games, and then we'll bring you back to the roster. And guys, Celtics have done that a number of times with young players, so they just bump them back and forth. But I see him playing.
Have holy donuts.
It's a numbers thing. Where do you fit him in with this team?
Holy donuts, Dale. I was up there. You're a Maine guy, right? Have you had holy donuts?
You know, it's good. Funny. We've
never had holy donuts.
I have not. We were home. We were home recently, and my wife said, we've got to find this place called Holy Donuts.
Yeah, somebody told me it's like one of the 10 great donut experiences of the U.S.
Oprah,
or something.
Oprah had it on.
I guess there are like two of them. In
by the way.
And I don't know where
they're
either
not sponsors,
of them are.
Right?
No, I don't think so.
Overrated.
It was good.
Well, they were going to be a sponsor, but not anymore.
One of the top 10. I got to think there's more in this beautiful country of ours.
What's better, Dunks?
It's just different. It's a potato-based donut.
Yeah.
And actually, their best item isn't a donut. A place called Holy Donuts. It's a bacon cheddar puff made out of the donut dough. So it's just deep fried dough with bacon and cheddar in the middle. Now that is not overrated.
That is rated properly.
Underrated. No, that deserves more publicity. That's the number one item on the menu at Holy Donuts.
All right. If you guys were satisfied with what the Celtics did last night or unsatisfied, you got about what I thought you were going to get, which is a pick at 27. And your night was done.
He'll be in Turkey in 3 years.
Well, I'm not sure if he'll be in Turkey.
Speak Turkish, son. Get ready to speak Turkish. Read up on it.
Celtics on the clock right now, and the pick is in. Here's Adam Silver.
With the 27th pick in the 2018 NBA draft, the Boston Celtics select Robert Williams III from Texas A&M University.
That was the announcement last night. By the way, I don't need any further proof because I get it on a daily basis that I'm, you know, old. I know I'm old. I understand that.
How old are you?
I don't need to tell you that. But
I thought you'd accepted it. Doesn't sound like you've accepted it.
But here's today's further evidence of the fact that I'm old. The mom of a draft pick is looking pretty good to me.
That's got nothing to do with age.
I felt the same way last night.
So today,
if you're above the age of 13, you looked at her and said, yeah.
So I showed the picture to my wife this morning online, and she said, there is no way that is his mom. Luka Doncic, for people who don't know, and they informed us last night, it's Doncic.
Doncic.
Luka Doncic. No, they told us. So right away, pictures started appearing of Luka and his mom. Now, today, he's in Dallas. He's doing the obligatory holding up the jersey. By the way, he's wearing 77 for the Dallas Mavericks. But anyway.
And people said, move the jersey. You're covering your mother.
It's the very first time I've ever seen a mom posing with a player standing there with the jersey picture.
The photographer said, no, Luca. Yep.
Luca, move over.
You. Mom,
step left. A little more left. Move.
That's the first time that I can remember where a mom overshadowed a top five draft pick in the NBA.
There's been a couple moms that were in the NFL.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure all the players have had moms who've been in the NFL, but
AJ McCarron? There's an Alabama quarterback.
Are you thinking of A.J. McCarron's girlfriend?
No, the mom is.
Oh, yeah, no, if Andy were here, he'd be
intriguing as well.
Oh, yeah, Andy's got a very major thing for A.J. McCarron's mom, Dee Dee McCarron.
Yeah, DD is appropriate.
I don't know about
that. She
has
certain assets that are interesting.
Well, Luka Doncic has done his obligatory jersey pose, but his mom is standing beside him. And people are going,
where do I get these photos?
Is there a basketball player?
Just wondering, where are you looking at these photos, Dale?
Saw her last night, and I was thinking to myself, you know what? Damn it. Danny Ainge was right if he really wanted to bring that guy to Boston and try and trade up into the top five.
Wait a minute. How come in this browser over here, when I type in L-U, it fills in K-A space D-O-N-C-I-C-H space M-O-M space
that would
immediately.
That would be Lou Maloney was sitting right there.
Thanks,
before,
Lou. You made it easy.
She's a stunning woman.
And she is a model.
I guess.
It's not like she's just a nobody.
A mom. It's not like she's just a mom.
No, but she has a history of her body being her, you know, temple and her work. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm just waiting for you to bury yourself
just an
over
way
there.
To phrase
I
it.
Don't. What do you mean? She, her body was her job.
Sounds
her
like a
temple.
Song.
A bad one.
Body
one
is
of
your
you.
Temple. Oh, hey, he writes great music. Oh, body's temple. Yeah.
Loves the world. Wants to save everything.
Well, good move by the Dallas Mavericks and bad move by Atlanta.
Is it a good move by them? They've had some issues.
I have
with,
no idea.
Hashtag me too. They might want to not draft based on how moms look.
It's not quite as sad as the story out of Philadelphia.
Yeah, that one took a turn.
Where the, what is she, the senior vice president of
human relations?
HR. Or
is that human resources?
Well, I don't know. But
it's HR, but I don't know if it's HR.
She's a bigwig in the Sixers organization.
Not as big as she thinks.
So they draft her son. She goes crazy. Oh, now see, there was an instance where the mom was being part of the story last night because she was doing the interview with her son.
For a different reason, though.
Right. And you know, the obvious, she works for the organization. They've drafted her son. This is great. And an hour later, they trade her son.
Mom, how do you describe this moment and how it's come full circle?
It's amazing. It's an experience I'll never forget. And I'm so excited he's coming home to be part of our Sixers family. It's amazing. Go Sixers!
Not so fast.
No. Hang on.
So everybody who's got a job with the Sixers, raise your hands.
Back up. On.
Phoenix Suns
have a job?
I don't
even know what to tell you guys right now. Mikal Bridges is not going to be here in Philadelphia.
Oops.
Is that the reporter?
No, bring it.
Is that the CSN Philly reporter?
Yes. She sounded a little despondent about it, huh?
I don't know what I'm going to tell you.
Well, you know how that is. You got to sell the story.
Okay.
Well, here's the reason why she sounded that way. Yeah.
And she's probably more excited than I am. She was about to cry and all that, but she said she won't ruin her makeup, so she tried to hold it in. But no, she's very excited. You know, I'm her only son. I'm a little mama's boy. She's happy that her son's right there around the corner again. And it's just really cool.
I don't even know what to tell you guys right now. Mikal Bridges is not going to be here in Philadelphia.
Can I make a suggestion to the 76ers organization? You know, you have a pretty good idea you're going to trade this player. Right. Perhaps you put off that press conference by a couple of minutes, maybe. Two or 3 minutes.
This is going to sound like the hockey guy bashing the NBA again. Yes. But I do want to bash them about this thing. Can you explain to me why they do the obligatory hat photo and handshake for players who we already know have been dealt?
I never understood that.
Why do they do that?
They don't do that. They don't put on the sweater and then make a deal in the NHL. They don't do
on a different sweater.
It's pretty stupid.
Mike Lombardi was very critical because he's a Sixers fan, and I happen to follow him on Twitter just because he was with the Patriots, and he thinks it's terrible because of this type of situation.
If you make a deal an hour later, then okay, I understand. But the whole thing with Doncic and the deal from 3 to 5, we knew when
about
the picks
it, they still
were
put
made.
The hat on.
Right. We knew what the deal was. You know, when they go up and announce the pick, we know. We got to do this picture.
Now, did they do that with Phillip Rivers and Eli Manning? I'm trying to remember. Remember when they, I mean, technically, who went first? I don't even remember how it worked out exactly, but the Chargers. Eli Manning was drafted by the Chargers, right. And Phillip Rivers was drafted by the Giants, and they swapped them. Virtually immediately. I don't know. I don't think they did the photos.
Well, whatever it was, the NFL, I'm sure they did it.
Nailed the hell out of it.
Exactly.
I don't understand why the NBA insists on doing that.
It's one of those things.
And it's even worse that was the local.
Pretty much the only thing, Dale, that I disagree with the NBA.
The local Comcast. I mean, you're with the team. Like, Like, don't set this up.
Why
so you
are
have
you
this
doing a press conference?
Emotional moment on. Yeah, no.
I know, TV, though. I know they're.
Oh, it's great.
It's interesting.
I'm so excited. He's coming home to be part of our Sixers family. It's amazing. Go Sixers!
I know there's been
He'll
some.
He'll be home once or twice a year.
Right. There's been some. Or maybe she'll go to Phoenix and find a job with the Suns.
Just so you know, Eli does have a picture of him wearing
the number one Chargers.
Yes, okay. he came up.
There's been a little change recently. I'm not sure if you've heard about it with the 76ers in their front office. Like, yes. I understand there's maybe some issues there and that.
She's supposed to handle them, right?
Some of the wires might get crossed, but
she's
least,
HR.
No. Well, she doesn't have anything to do with basketball. She has
to fill out their insurance forms just like everybody else.
That's a good point.
Well, speaking of issues, and we were talking about Luka Doncic's mom. Hmm.
She has no issues. She looks fine to me.
No, but the Dallas Mavericks had issues along those lines.
Well, you know, that's
this might
that's
not be the right organization to send Luka to.
Well, they weeded out the bad people in that organization.
Right.
So they're
on Shark.
We're all good now. Yes. Mark Cuban says, I have cleaned house here. Everybody's safe.
All right. So, Luka, your mom's fine.
Doncic.
I don't even know her name.
Do you need to? It doesn't really matter.
It doesn't really matter.
And now we're in trouble.
And we are. Speaking of HR, they're coming down the hall
Let's get to this Terry Rozier story.
She's a hot woman. What's wrong with just saying that?
We'll briefly touch on the Rozier thing. Because there are those who think that this was all a setup. Mm-hmm. You buying that or do you
think? No, I think he's a dummy. So, I think he is an absolute
Tell us how
dummy.
You really feel.
So he's on Yahoo, right? Yeah. He's doing a podcast.
No, was it Yahoo?
I thought it was Bleacher Report. Oh, Bleacher Report. He's doing a podcast.
How many people were watching?
Probably not that
many. It was on Facebook Live as well.
So how many people were watching? Because that tells you.
Probably more than you think.
Now, we've seen it on Twitter since.
Because if you're an NBA fan, you were watching, NBA TV.
Not Facebook
ESPN,
Live.
Bunch.
Yeah, but if you're one of them young kids, one of them millennial kids, you're watching both.
By second screen experience.
Right, exactly.
So Terry Rozier is on, and he's got Danny Ainge's number. He can FaceTime Danny Ainge, right?
Yeah. To be fair, Danny doesn't have to answer.
Exactly.
A little bit of this is on Danny.
Right. Or that Danny can go, here, Joe, answer this for me.
Right. See what he wants. Right. See if he's in trouble.
Assistant
if this
number
involves,
three, answer
right.
it.
Is this an arrest I need to know about?
Right.
But supposedly, Danny didn't – I don't think – Terry Rozier informed Danny what was going on. Danny thinks he's got a player on the team who's FaceTiming him saying, hey, Danny, what are we doing here? And you can understand now this guy's name has been in rumors, and Danny's probably trying to calm things down a little bit, so he takes the call and he talks to the guy.
Well, he eggs him on a little bit first.
Right, Rozier does.
No, and then Danny, what are we doing? I need a point guard.
Danny. What's up? Who is going to be?
I got to draft a point guard.
I need to really know who it's going to be so I can, get a little inside scoop.
We're trying to find out right now.
Try to find out right now. Okay, you don't really want to give me the inside scoop. I understand.
No, I do. I wish I could tell you, but I think it's going to be Bob Williams, but we're working looking at all the medical stuff.
Okay, gotcha. I just wanted to call and mess with you a little bit, see who it was.
All right, brother.
All right, man. I'm going to talk to you. Be safe.
Okay, see you.
Yep.
Bye.
A little busy, Terry.
Bob Williams. I'm going to go with Bob Williams.
It's pretty funny.
Yes.
It is pretty funny, but pretty stupid.
Except it's really dumb.
No question.
And by the way, there's some legalities involved.
There are.
Oh, yeah. You can't put somebody on the radio or
without
podcast without telling them.
My guess is Danny's probably not going to
press charges. That's
no, but he might call
point.
Him into the office and say, what the hell are you doing?
I think it's probably already happened. My guess is Danny's already had a conversation with
because it could just be embarrassing.
Danny
be damaging.
Said, I didn't know that's what he was doing. He thought a guy who's worried about his spot on the team, his name's been in trade rumors all along, you can see where that player would, hey, Danny, what are you taking here? And he's saying, no, you're fine. We're going to take Bob Williams. We're all right.
And I heard the midday show guys talking about it. The first thing I thought of, because of Belichick is the GM of this town, you sort of measure everything against, was a similar player doing a similar thing to him. If Brady or Gronk call, okay, he takes it. Yeah, he's got to. Well, maybe not. I don't know, depending on what you believe from the offseason.
Maybe Brady anyway.
But if some, random second-tier guy who's maybe a little bit ascending calls in the middle of the draft, they're on the clock at 20.
Yeah, Devin McCourty calls. He's not getting the call through.
Right. And then asks, who are we drafting? And is like, I can't even envision it.
I can't imagine a Patriot player actually saying, hey, I think this is a good idea.
Right.
Let me do this.
My guess is they try not to talk to him ever.
Yes.
On the phone, in person, they avoid him because bad things could happen.
Right. The number pops up. Belichick, comma, Bill.
Nope.
Boom.
Decline.
Voicemail.
I will likely screw up the pronunciation, so my apologies, but apparently...
Sunday, Luca, Bloody Sunday.
Luca's mom. Thank you. Luca's mom, her name is apparently Miriam Potterbin.
Yum. They call her Yum.
I'm only
short.
Guessing. It's M-I-R-J-A-M. I'm guessing that's Miriam. Miriam Potterbin. I'm only guessing. I don't know. So maybe it is Mirjam, but I don't think so.
You guys really have an unhealthy fascination with
I think
Mirjam,
it's totally
Miriam.
I think it's healthy and normal and very basic part of human nature.
All right, let's get back to get to the calls with you guys at 617-779-7937. Kyle's in New Bedford. Hey, Kyle, how you doing?
How's it going, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, what's up?
Hey, honestly, I'm pretty upset about this whole Rozier thing, and I feel like the Boston media is just kind of giving him a pass today and talking about how funny it is, but I don't really think it's
Kyle.
That funny, to be honest.
Hey, Kyle, I'll give you something. He's a moron for doing it. He's a dummy.
Thanks.
How's that? You're welcome.
Well, let's just keep in mind that this is the same Terry Rozier that when asked after Game 7 what his biggest takeaway from the playoffs was, he said, oh, you mean besides the T-shirts? And I just feel like this kid's getting a big head. He's starting to come off as really selfish to me. He's going on this huge tour trying to promote his brand, and he really put Danny in a tough spot last night. Can you just imagine for a second that if Danny said, oh, well, we think we're going to take this A&M kid, but to be honest, we're going to send him and a couple of more picks off to San Antonio to get Kawhi. We just can't let anybody outbid us.
So what if you just said, you know, we think it's going to be Bob Williams, but tell you, Terry, this
kid's
a dink. Right, the kid's got a lot of issues off the floor.
So,
I don't know. You know. How does that sound?
So I feel like there's just so many things that could have went wrong, so the risk is not worth promoting the Terry Rozier brand. I mean, this is a backup point
guard.
He
wasn't thinking. Kyle's a young kid who feels pretty good about himself right now, who, as Andy said, screwed up, did something stupid like we all have done, or all did in our early 20s.
And other athletes have done. Antonio Brown, right? In the post-game locker room in front of Mike Tomlin's speech. That's the world we live in. The good thing is nothing bad came from it.
Right.
And maybe it is now something that they add to their list of things to talk to players about.
You know what it is? Maybe it becomes one of those teachable moments.
Yes, exactly.
All right, man, I'm going to talk to you. Bob Williams. I'm going to go with Bob Williams.
Well, apparently, now Kyle brings up a good point. What if on live on Bleacher Report?
But he didn't.
No, but I'm just saying, what if Danny says, you know, I got to be honest, we got some real questions about this guy. But that's because he doesn't know. Supposedly, now, last night, according to what happened last night, the Atlanta Hawks had a deal in place with the Milwaukee Bucks to move up from 19 to 17. They had a deal last night, okay? And then Shams Charania reports that the Bucks are going to take Dante DiVincenzo, and Atlanta says, whoa, we don't need to move up now. Forget it. The deal's off. Now, because they leaked a pick, because that happened, they backed away from a deal that they had agreed to.
Yeah, I saw the general manager said, you know, most of the times you don't get anything out of media leaks and media stories, but he said, in this case, it worked out great for us.
Right.
Because he then knew that the two guys they wanted were going to still be on the board at 19. We don't have to move up now. They're going to take this guy at 17, so one of these two is going to be there, so I don't need to do the deal. Now, there's an instance where, because a deal got leaked, by the way, I just got to say this, Adrian Wojnarowski is a genius.
He's got huge ones.
The way he did it last night and how he handled it, and the whole story here was ESPN, because they're a partner with the NBA, said, we're not going to leak picks. Now, Shams Charania, who replaced Wojnarowski at Yahoo, said, screw that, I'm leaking everything.
But he's not a partner.
So, right, and Yahoo's not. And that's how
Woj
made his name,
right,
was doing that. So he did it anyway.
I know, but
the Celtics are infatuated with so because he's not saying the Celtics are going to take so and so.
I know, but it was so obvious.
Oh, God.
I'm
after about the fourth one, you knew
exactly
what
he
was doing.
Well, even before the draft, he listed here are the top six picks from what I'm hearing or where teams are leaning, or use all these different adjectives. If I'm ESPN, I'm pissed. If I'm the NBA, actually, I'm pissed. I'm like, guys,
we told you, don't leak our picks, and your guy basically doesn't. He basically leaked the picks.
Hey, NBA, if you don't want the picks leaked, tell the teams not to leak them.
Yeah,
he didn't make them up, right? Somebody from inside those buildings told him the pick. So don't worry about controlling the media. Don't worry about controlling ESPN. Control your teams.
But if Andy, if you're ESPN and you're willing to fire, suspend, admonish anybody and everybody for giving an opinion or doing something that goes against the code of conduct or whatever at ESPN, why don't you do the same thing with Woj, who I love, and I'm glad it was fun that he did it. But
because that's his job. They pay him to get information. They pay him to get information. And where does it end?
But where are you told?
Are
not,
you not,
told not to
is
do
he
it?
Not allowed to say it's down to these two players for this team? Like, what's the line in the sand?
I don't know, but I thought it was pretty ballsy of him to do it, and I wonder if he had an agreement with his bosses at ESPN that, okay, I'm going to use these code words, but I won't specifically say. Is that cool? Okay.
Because my argument would be Woj is hired to collect and distribute information for ESPN.
Correct.
That makes them look good.
But
if his
bosses tell him,
did they,
this
though,
is
really?
The agreement we have with,
well,
with the
supposedly
NBA. Supposedly
they
it.
Did.
See, I don't think they did. What's the NBA going to do?
Well, the NFL has a
we
has
want
an
no part of ESPN. You're done. We're done with you, ESPN.
No,
good luck with that, NBA.
But they have a relationship. They're a broadcasting partner. They have a relationship.
Sure. And what are they going to do? Push comes to shove. What are they going to do? You want ESPN talking about the NBA all the time.
And
as
they're
often
going
as possible.
They're going to.
Right?
Yeah, they're
so
going
there's
to
no
anyway.
Repercussions. There's no. We all pretend. You pretend that you care. I pretend that I care. Woj, do it.
Well, and last night was supposedly the fifth highest rated NBA draft ever.
Right.
It's not like it hurt them.
We all deal with it for the NFL draft because Jeff Howe has a good source. I don't know where it is, but Jeff Howe has the pick.
But he's the guy now because there's radio silence with the broadcast
for
partners.
For the broadcast partners and ESPN and all of that. But we do a live draft show on Patriots.com, and we get complaints. Mm-hmm. Some fans complain that we are saying, as Jeff Howe tweets it out, we're saying it, and then it's
a three-minute
catch-up until ESPN says, oh, the pick is in, and we're going to announce it now. Well, yeah, Jeff Howe already tweeted it because he's got a buddy somewhere that's leaking him the information. Is it really that big a deal?
It isn't to me. I don't know how you guys follow certain drafts, but like last night as I was watching the draft, I didn't have Twitter going at the same time. I'm just watching it, just
right.
Like, you know, 20 years ago. That's how I followed it.
Which anyone can do.
Right.
Because the reason you're on Twitter is you want information
faster.
You want
to find out earlier than later.
So he's giving it to you earlier.
Right.
Are you going to complain that it's coming too early? If you don't, then get off Twitter.
I agree.
Ryan's in Methuen. Hey, Ryan.
How you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just want to thank the NBA draft for being last night so I don't have to listen to a bunch of middle-aged men old. And it's definitely the case. Anyway,
Dale's
thanks for making us. Thank you for admitting that I'm middle-aged.
My back hurts, so I might be.
Sorry, fellas. But anyway, so I don't think Danny has really hit on a big man really since he's been a GM. When you think about Yabusele, when you think about Zizic and Olynyk and Juwan Johnson and even Big Baby Davis, I don't think he's really hitting a big man yet. So I'm thinking that is this guy really that good if he fell that late? And I also had another quick thought for you guys. Do you think the NBA should just abolish the second round draft and just do some kind of other thing where maybe teams have rights to sign guys first? Because no one watches it. They trade away those picks like they're nothing. They're just really just added throw-ins and to trades and things like that. Maybe make the summer league more enjoyable. I don't know. I just want to see what you guys think about
How
that.
Could
Thank you.
How possibly make the summer league more enjoyable? That would be my question. The other, the
I
other,
mean,
the
supposedly
other thing
Danny was trying like hell to get a second-round pick last night. I don't know why.
There are
same reason Belichick
because
gets 5'7"s.
Because he hits on them. He's hit on a bunch of second-round picks. Not, you know, to the level of was Kawhi Leonard a second-round pick? I want to say he was. Not to the level of Manu Ginobili, who was a second-round pick, or DeAndre Jordan, but he's hit on Leon Poe and Big Baby Davis, Ryan Gomes, and a few others. But I disagree with that Danny doesn't draft bigs well.
Kawhi was 15th overall. So
he was 15th?
Yeah.
Why did I think he was second round for some reason?
No,
I knew
you were
wrong.
It's
not the first time, won't be the last
but
time.
How many big men that are great go at the bottom of the first round?
They don't.
Like,
rare.
What Parcells call them, planet players?
Yeah.
First of all, they're unique that they're big, that they're 7 feet tall, 6'11", and then to be big and athletic and good so that they're going to be elite, guess where they go? At the top of the draft. So he hasn't – I mean, who's the big man he's taken in the top of the draft? He hasn't.
My closest thing was Kelly Olynyk at 14
or
13 or
somewhere in there.
Yeah.
And he wasn't a true big man. That's not what you were drafting there.
And how many big men are there?
You know where big men go? One.
This game.
Right? That's where they go. Like one. Just like this year. Aiton. Just like Shaq or anybody else. They go one. They go at the top of the draft.
Right. And again, to defend Danny Ainge, the quote-unquote bigger players that he has drafted in the second round have panned out for him better than a lot of other general managers who draft
relative.
It's round.
All relative. Yeah, right. What, you're not getting Shaq in the second round.
Right. You're not getting a six-time All-Star, but you know maybe you're getting guys who are good, reliable players for 4, 5, 6 years.
That's why you signed Dwight Howard.
Oh, God, no.
No, you don't want him?
You know what? 2 years
good
ago,
veteran
when
locker room
when
presence.
When he was a free agent 2 years ago, I actually did, and I'm ashamed and embarrassed that I did.
Why? Ring chasing. Chase the ring.
I don't want it.
No money. He just comes in, gets in where he fits in.
Got a lot of young players.
I don't want to get to know Dwight Howard.
You
seen those shoulders?
I have, yes.
Jacked.
Had a good year last
Big
year,
dude.
Too. He had a really good
year. A couple years ago, he was the Hawks, like, teammate of the year.
No,
he has averaged.
Yes, he was. Look it up.
He's averaged a double-double for his career.
Yeah, he was terrific last year. He was terrific.
So why wouldn't you want him?
16 and 14. What? In my time being around the NBA, I've interviewed him. I know him well. I found out one thing in my time being around the NBA. It is very, very, very difficult to be hated by your teammates. You can be hated by other teams and other players on other teams, but it is rare and unusual to be disliked a lot by your own teammates, of which he continually is disliked and hated by teammates.
He's been misunderstood by a few teams.
Okay, is that what it is?
By every five team?
Every team, but maybe the next team is the right team.
Good point.
Right?
Now, again, Al Horford.
Look at him.
Under his wing.
I'd take him. Look at that physique. Want a big body in the middle? Superman.
Oh, thanks. I'll pass. We got that in...
So you wanted him 2 years ago, but you've learned.
Right,
I
learned. If you're disliked...
Think better of it.
If you're disliked by Marvin Williams and the Charlotte Hornets, you can't get along with anybody.
What about the reports that Danny has been interested in him
for
a while?
Then I will say, Danny, you should look elsewhere.
FaceTime him and advise him not to.
As a matter of fact, we're going to FaceTime him right now, live on the air. We're not going to tell
Danny.
Him. Okay, guys? We're not going to tell him. Hey, Danny!
He didn't answer, huh?
No, he didn't.
I'm guessing he's not going to take any player phone calls anymore during the draft this point.
Do a lot of people FaceTime?
Only my sister and my family.
Right.
Yeah.
I use it for family. At the combine
when your
and my kids
on the
get
other
home
side
from
of the
school
country,
or
right.
something like that. Do a lot of people just use FaceTime as another form of cell phone call?
Maybe they do. Maybe the kids do. I hate saying that, but maybe
the Danny's
kids
not
do.
A kid.
No, the kids are all Snapchatting
right.
and Instagram videos.
They don't have time to actually,
they don't
like,
actually
talk live.
No, it's
like,
all text
physically.
Messaging.
Okay.
Yeah. That I found weird too.
FaceTime is it's a great invention. I love it
for family.
For like when I'm away and
for
family.
More intimate discussions.
What about intimate discussions?
No, more intimate with your family.
Yeah, but I don't say intimate. Just to check
not
in,
the word.
Be able to see my son, that sort of thing.
Dale's just shaking his head.
No, Andy.
Intimate FaceTimes was not on the list of things we're not allowed
danger,
to talk
Will
about.
Robinson. Danger. Jeez.
From now on, Rossi, anytime
can't
you
say
get in touch with me, just FaceTime me. I don't want to communicate
intimately.
With you
if
any
you
other way.
If you want me to FaceTime you, I will.
Just FaceTime me. That's
from
the only
the
way
shower.
I want to communicate with you.
Well, I don't know about the
hold
shower.
Hold the phone outside. You don't want to get it wet.
Well, Andy, you know you've changed my whole philosophy of texting as well.
Well, because of the voice I use for your texts?
Well, no, not just the voice.
Oh, sorry.
Because of, you told me that when I send you text messages, it will tell you, like, everything about that emoji. Like, it will tell you.
Oh, yes, if I have it hooked up in the car. Yeah.
Orange hand.
Light skin, thumbs up.
Yeah, that worries me.
It's what she says.
No, not you. I'm not saying you worry me. But
yell at Siri. Don't yell at me.
Does she say pile of poop?
I don't know. Why don't you try it later? When I'm on my way home, text me a pile of poop.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.